Welcome to my Breaking Brain series. This Breaking Brain series will not only give you the bliss of deep trance, it will systematically prepare your mind for deep programming. You were meant to be the product of my desires, wants, and manipulation. And what better way to prepare you than to provide everything using all my tools to help weaken and control you. After all, it's what you love. It's why you come back to me again and again. Take a nice deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth.
Dear Goddess Bella.
Good. Just let go to be and know that there's no place you need to go right now. Nothing you need to do. And the only thing I want you to do is think about how wonderful it feels to belong to your Goddess Bella and to be in such a deep, deep trance. The binaural beats and the faint music will help you enter that alpha state. So effortless to just let go. So effortless and so blissful to just relax. 10, 9, 8, 7, falling and drifting, 6, 5, 4, sink into that comfort, 3, 2, 1, and drop. There's no more pleasurable way for me to take hold of your mind, your weak mind, than to use your desires, to torment you with your own desires and your own weaknesses. This is what feels good to you. No matter what words I say or what phrases I use, everything I say has a profound effect on you. My words flow through you. I'm going to string together a wonderful story that you won't understand with your conscious mind, but you'll enjoy it immensely. Sometimes I'm purposely going to be missing some words. This is all just to confuse you. Don't worry. You'll notice moments disappearing in time. You'll feel a little teased. A simple suggestion will be said that your mind can interpret however it desires. And especially desiring dreams can be incredibly powerful, especially if I've put them there, bursting at the seams and yet contained within your mind. Your brain trying to refrain from different sensations, falling deeper with everything I say, and I wonder where your mind will wander, where your thoughts will tread. Instead, you might listen, letting your thoughts drift a little and enjoy the light teasing, like breezes brushing over your cheeks, a soft sensation that repeats. Like breezes brushing over your cheeks. But is the repetition an indication of the induction? Or is it simply an instruction for your mind to follow and find another place to be or not to be? Another question would be, how would your mind put together all the things that I put out there? From intense to subtle, from sweet to naughty. In the end, it's as intense as you make it, as I've made it, as I've programmed you to be, laying the foundation, empty, drop, blank. Do you put together this file with soft, rolling river of sensation with something more naughty or nice? Are my words naughty or nice? What words are important for you to grasp onto? Slip away, pop, pop, pop. In the end, this is just a slightly teasing sensation. Or my words do very little work. They're merely a time frame, a framework for your thoughts to climb and then fall deep. The inevitable drop that will happen when your thoughts stop and no longer see the gaps or feel the gaps, only the skip of a beat right on your feet with your thoughts. Words that drift back and forth, a poetic structure that may be a strong foundation for your imagination to create a whole new sensation. I am sure that you are wonderfully capable of creating the most intricate words in your dreams, or are they the dreams that I've programmed you to have? It doesn't matter. Your will is no longer your own, and it seems that you've already begun to listen, to let yourself drift and float, letting the words go back and forth into your mind, and then it's only slightly teasing, mildly pleasing, as I'm slowly easing you into a state where desire is a warm, comfortable fire. Something that doesn't burn, but only comforts. A warm glow that envelops the mind and body. We know that every day, and yet the sway of our mind has over our body, often goes unnoticed. So many unnoticed things. Our emotions run free. They are unrestrained by the logic that is contained inside our heads. Instead, feelings flee and run free of your thoughts. And a small inspiration, a spark, may be enough for them to drift in a certain direction and then turn into desire. It's only for a while. Quiet mind, quite mild. Now I wonder while you're listening if your heartbeat has skipped a notice and then unnoticed instead. Well, there might be some confusion, creating collusion with my words. Maybe there's something going on. There might be some trancing, some dancing around an induction that is more and less 3-2-1 drop, the same as before, or something else entirely. As you voluntarily feel the fire of desire, freeing your emotions into a warm glow, the seeds that we sow in our dreams can grow into beautiful trees, flowers, water, and land, mountains, and valleys. You don't have to pay attention. Doesn't make sense to your conscious mind, a journey of creation, elation, sensation, confusion that turns into together bound, teased. A fusion of feelings, drifting and reeling, and wondering where it will all go in the end. But you know, I told you so in the beginning, that no matter how pleasing my words might be, that is only slightly teasing a temptation, perhaps an invitation to much more. And blank, 3-2-1, blank, drop more, opening a door without pushing you through. The step is yours to take, and all I do, all I make, is a framework, a foundation, a canvas for your creation. I wouldn't dare to describe everything that will be out there, although I've been known to give some details here and there. But as long as you feel the shivers down your spine, the desire, oh so fine, you'll be pleased to know that I've successfully teased, you know. In the end, all it was just a dream, floating and fluttering through the stream of creation, where the wings of butterflies create torrents that will ask people why the fairy tales of yesterday transform into a new play. The dreams and fantasies you feel can become more real as you invite them, and your blank mind invites me in, and I purr my way into your subconscious mind. And that may seem like I'm sometimes stealing some of the attention, creating, debating, and of course allowing you to explore so much more, allowing me in to explore, to change, and with all the little bits of up and down, left and right, in and out, there's a sweet sensation building up in your body. Desire, a warm, gentle fire. And I'm happy to say that this isn't the only way, one of many, many paths in this series that will create something that lasts longer than the experience itself. The more you feel, the more it's real, and the deeper I take you. So effortless to just give in as I take you deeper, as I take you so deep. It might just steal some more of your brain, creating, debating, because of the training that I'm doing, and of course allowing you to explore so much more, allowing me in. I'm inside, purring my way, changing things around, igniting your pleasure centers, there's a sweet sensation building up in your body. Desire, Bella, a warm, gentle fire. And I'm happy to say that it isn't the only way, one of many, many paths that creates something that lasts longer than the experience itself. The more you feel, the more it's real, and the deeper I take you, the dreams will make you so aware of what's out there. Perhaps a little up and down. You remain nice and deep.
Confuse you. And possibly overload
a deep surrender or a sigh to the pleasure enjoying everything
that are known to you.
You embrace it
on some level.
You embrace me.
You imagine that all
the intrusion
all your ideas,
into your mind,
all the things
to lay the groundwork
that you have inside your mind
to take it all, to take
everything,
and leave you with nothing.
All kinds
of different
marvel
and bliss. Each of them a slightly different color or decoration inside. Some of them very simple, while others are very complex and beautiful. And of course, you could imagine that you have more than one of these. In fact, your mind is usually full of these different concepts and ideas. Even some things like memories and things that you might have to remember for later. As such, you might realize that your mind represents quite a large pile of marbles. And if you were to try and hold on to those with your hands, it would be difficult. They'd begin to slip away. Can you imagine that? Trying to hold on to all your thoughts and ideas and memories linked to the current moment, all just with your hands, as each of them slips away, bouncing a little bit further from your mind. You might begin to notice that it makes you scatterbrained, distracted, because as you do your best to hold on to all those marbles, you can't help but notice them slip away. As you feel one after the other just bouncing off or falling out of your hands and rolling somewhere on the floor, you might grab after it, moving your hands as quickly as you can without spilling any of the others. But of course, as soon as you try to hold onto one, you lose another. And as you hold on to the other, you lose another. For every one you catch, there will be two lost. Maybe, possibly, it's difficult to keep count of them all. And at some point, you barely have anything in your hands anymore. You just grasp for those last marbles. As you keep following my words, you might notice that your hands are tingling with the effort of trying to hold on to all your marbles, all your thoughts, ideas, your will, until everything, piece by piece, slips away. And you might be holding the last between your fingertips. One last thought, one final thing. Or perhaps you still have a few. And as you pay attention more and more, you slowly gather a few more. But it's difficult to keep your focus. It's quite hard not to drop them, because you're tired, frustrated. And it's not even nice to feel them slip more and more, slipping away, bouncing around on the floor until there's nothing left.
When I'm reprogramming your mind,
or it's easier that way.
Getting it ready to be programmed.
If you relax
and just stop trying,
part of your mind goes to
sleep. Let go and let your hands
drop down. Part of the
brain
makes the decisions
as the final marble
falls asleep,
bounces away into
a
direction that is no longer relevant.
You notice a
sweet, beautiful calm in your mind,
which is
there's no need for anything anymore.
And feel the bliss.
All there is
taking over
is just a blissful blankness,
because that's the part of your brain is sleeping.
That blanket.
And cover.
You should know that sleeping
a nice
has been improved.
Feeling
such a
nothingness that spreads further.
It's almost
and
as if I put
your body
in a little capsule.
It becomes
sleep.
A soft glow of nothingness.
So not only do you sleep
so incredibly
glow,
well,
that you recharge
you don't
easily
know
for the next day.
That everything that you have
programmed
in your mind
during your sleep,
everything that was there
to serve even better,
everything
tomorrow.
That will be there
every day.
You know it's
every
somewhere.
Night is another opportunity.
But you don't know if it's yours anymore,
obedient.
Or if it ever was.
and thanks to your goddess Bella. It's just as easy as closing your eye. Imagine yourself returning to this place, this blissful place, every time you listen, knowing it's time for programming, knowing it's time to feel good and empty. It's as if I lift you up and place you inside a capsule. Once you're there, with a press of a button, close the lid slowly. And it's hard to say what part of it feels the best.
Bouncing.
Maybe it's the foam padding, so soft, and yet somehow lifting you as easily as if you're floating in warm, comfortable,
and just stop trying.
Cuddly water.
Let go.
Maybe.
And let your hands.
It's the soft music playing. That never fails to pull you in deeper and always soothes you, regardless of how your mind feels right now. Maybe it's the soundproofing.
There's no need for
even though you can't hear the footsteps of me walking away from the capsule, you know I'm there. You know I'm here. You know I've taken up permanent residence in your mind, and you're here to serve, to recover, to recharge, and be programmed even further. Every piece, every part, every edge and corner of your mind, slowly, deeply being induced in a place that's so comfortable, so cozy, just like every night that you've placed in here with me. Briefly, after the lid closes, the light begins, soft, color-changing lights that seem to emanate from the walls around you. It's almost like swimming in a rainbow. It's slow, gentle, very light, and yet not bright at all. Closing your eyes, allowing the lights to fade. And as soon as you just relax completely, the lights seem to go into darker shades until they cycle you all the way down to a deeper state. And that's just the start. It's then when you begin to feel the ripples of warmth and cold, a cool, pleasant sensation that ripples through the foam, followed up by warmth. It massages your muscles and anything that has any wear in it. It's rapidly recovering, thanks to the feeling, the flowing sensations, the waves of warm and cool that create a lovely state of surrender in your whole body. You never remember when the voice starts, when the music has changed from just background music to something more elaborate. You're already asleep when the programming slowly begins, completely cozy, safe and sound in your own little world, a small, comfortable capsule that is resting in my world for me to take over everything. You know exactly where you are and how to find you. You know I'm there for you, which means that you can let go completely. Because if you need to serve, if you're needed for anything, all it takes is a press of a button. And with a press of a button, you also go deeper. It's almost as if you're sinking and drifting, falling and floating at the same time. The warm waves appear to slow down until your thoughts are no more than an immensely blissfully blank state. A wonderful nothingness that keeps pulling you deeper and deeper for your goddess Bella. Whispering soft programming words into your mind as you desire to serve me. You want to obey deeper. You desire to serve with every part of you. And you accept any limitations you have because you have the creativity to find another way to serve even more. And with a wonderful mantra of empty and obedient, empty and obedient, you easily drift into a state so deep that even your dreams inspire you to serve more and more. The capsule is a beautiful creation of technology, an absolute marvel of deep, drifting nothingness that spreads through your body, and yet it's filled you already to empty you into obedience. You serve you gotta spell it completely. And every time you're put in the capsule, it only helps you to serve even more and to be even more empty and obedient. Serving, surrendering, a perfectly safe place separated from the world in a way that allows you to be truly belonging to me. And the more you are your submissive self, the deeper you can submit, surrender, and serve.
You got
at the end of this file, empty. You don't have to fall asleep. But if you do fall asleep, you'll do it. Beginning. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And if you're staying awake, sleep well, my friend.
You'll still be forever in my trance.
But you'll be able to function. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Awake now.